Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Chavav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chavav of an Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, HaKaisav Taifse Gittin, as we have discussed many times in our Shiurim, there are two parts to a get. There's the Taifis, which is the boilerplate, the standard language of the get, and there is the Tairif, which is the unique attributes to this specific get. So says the Mishnah, Kaisav Taifse Gittin, if somebody writes the boilerplate language of the get, Tzarech Sheniach, he has to leave over Makam Ish and Makam Isha, place to write the man's name, the woman's name, or Makam Hazman, and the place to write the date. As the Rishonim will point out, that of course we also have to write the name of the city of the where the get has taken place, the city of the man and the city of the woman. And in fact, the question is, why was this important halacha not mentioned in the Mishnah? So there's really a machlokes rishonim around this. The Mordechai and Dagos Oshri, as quoted by the Tosfos Yontov, actually say that of course those cities should be mentioned, but if they're not mentioned, the get would still be kosher. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says, of course we have to mention them. The reason the Mishnah didn't mention them is because the Mishnah is relying that once the Mishnah taught us we have to write the name of the man and the woman, writing where their cities are is included. Moreover, the Rashba says, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that the halach is that a very important statement that has to be written specifically is Hare at muteris l'chal adam, that you now you become permissible to marry anyone, and that too is omitted in our Mishnah. So we see, says the Rashba, that the Mishnah's list is not conclusive. And that's why most Rishonim are of the opinion that if the name of the city is omitted, the get would be possible. The Beis Yosef says that even though the halacha is that we have to, the halacha that we have to write at the dead and the date and the get, as we learned earlier, we're going to discuss in our shiurim now as well, is only a din de rabbanon. But says the Beis Yosef, even though it's a din de rabbanon, the halacha will be that if the name of the date is omitted, the get would still be possible, even though it's a psul de rabbanon. Says the Mishnah further, shtar milva, when you write loan documents. So of course, the important halacha that we speak about when we speak about Gittin and Amasechta, the halacha of Lishma, does not apply, obviously, to loan document. But says the Mishnah, Shtari Milva, loan documents, Tzarech Shinich, you have to leave open, Makam Hamalva, the name for place of the Malva, Makam Aloiva, place for the name of the Loiva, Makam Hamas, the amount of money that's under discussion, and Makam Azman, and the date. All of these are critical names to the document. So Rashi explains, even though we can maybe make an argument that Shtari Mekach, Shtari Melva should be different than Gittin, still the halacha is that because there's a halacha by Gittin, as we're learning, the Tanakhama's opinion is that we make this halacha by all documents. And even though, as the Achroinim point out, we can maybe make an argument that something that is part of the get, because we don't want to have confusion between different types of documents, so we require it to be written by Shtari Milva. But the amount of money, one can make an argument, doesn't apply to a get. And therefore, since it doesn't apply to a get, it should not be absolutely necessary to include it in Shtari Milva, as leave out and write it only when you're doing the document. But still, I point out that Achroinim, since that's what a Shtar Milva is all about, what a Shtar Milva is all about is the amount of money that's being lent. So that's why it's critical that it should be filled in properly. Shtari Mekach, when we're doing sale documents, Tzarech Sheniach, you have to leave open. You could have the boilerplate language prepared, But says the Mishnah, Tzarech Sheniach, you have to leave over Makayim Alakeach, the name of the buyer, Makayim Meichah, the name of the seller, and Makayim Hamas, and the amount of money that's involved in this sale transaction. Makayim Hamas, the amount that's left, Makayim Asada, the identity of the field that's being sold, the property that's seeing, and again, Makayim Hazman, the place of the date. Mepnei HaTakana. And the Mishnah says that the reason for these rules is Mepnei HaTakana, which Mitzvah Shem, the Gemara will explain what that means. Rehuda disagrees. Mepais B'kulon. Rehuda seems to say that all the documents, even if you left open the place in the document which represents what's unique to this document, but he says you have to have the entire document written only custom when you have this transaction taking place. Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, on the other hand, is most lenient. He says that all documents can be pre-prepared. Chutz begitei nashim. Begitei nashim, he agrees that they can't be prepared beforehand because the Torah says begitei nashim, the cost of law. And as we've learned so many times, the Torah says lo lishma. There's machlokes rishonim when Rabbi Lazar, as we just learned, is so lenient by all documents. What does he mean? He says, according to Rashi, Rabbi Lazar is lenient, but only on the boilerplate. But on the unique attributes, the custom part of these documents, Rabbi Lazar, according to Rashi, will agree you can't have prepared beforehand. The Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that you could even put in the names and the other details. But it seems that all Rishonim are in agreement that even if you don't have to, that even if you could be lenient by other shtaris, one thing that you cannot be lenient over is the date by other documents. Because predating a financial document, the shtar mugdom, it has very serious halachic ramifications. Since they have very serious halachic ramifications, everybody will agree that that can't be filled in beforehand. There's also machlokes rishonim when we're learning in our Mishnah the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, who we just learned is so lenient. We learned the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who is so machmer. What does that mean? Are they speaking only lechatchila, or is Rabbi Yehuda speaking only lechatchila? Is Rabbi Lazar only speaking by the Eved? Or is Rabbi Lazar, when he's lenient that only by the Eved, but lechatchila he wouldn't want you to have it done beforehand. Rabbi Yehuda, when he's machmer, he's only machmer lechatchila, but by the Eved he would be meikel. Another question that the Rishonim and Achronim discuss is what's the halacha by shtar shichur? Our Mishnah spoke about a get, and our Mishnah spoke about shtar mekach and shtar milva. But what's going to be that the halacha by a shtar shichur, which we speak about so often in our Masechtah? So Tosfos says that Rabbi Lazar, who's lenient by other documents, is also going to be lenient by the shtar shichur. And the raya Tosfos brings is that we had earlier in our Masechtah, where the Gemara spoke about on the Tesam and Aleph the similarities between a get isha and a shtar shichur, and this was a mention. So we see as far as these halachas are concerned, the halacha is that we can be lenient. And the Pnei Yeshua says why, even though we so often in our Masechtah compare gitei noshim to shtar shichur, why in this halacha are we more lenient? So Pnei Yeshua says a very interesting svara. He says, if a wife sees that her husband prepares a get for her, even though they're not getting divorced, obviously that's not going to help the shalom bayis in that family. And that will only cause that the shalom bayis will deteriorate, as we're going to actually discuss in our shir. And that's why Chazal did not want that a shtar, that's why Chazal did not want in any way a get should be pre-prepared. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, by Shtas Shichur, number one, it's highly unlikely that a owner is going to free his Eved, and also that concern isn't really there, that it's going to cause a deterioration of the relationship. And therefore, we could be lenient by Shtas Shichur, even though we can't be lenient, obviously, by a get isha. The question, of course, that comes up in learning our Mishnah is that when we come to weddings and we need to have a ksuba prepared at the wedding, can one use a pre-prepared ksuba? So, the Shulchan Aruch and Chayish Mishpat Simen Mem Chesif Aleph writes, Sofer Shabo Lichtov Tais V'Shtaris, a Sofer that writes the language of Shtaris, Kidei Shia Mitzui Metzloi, that they should be prepared, Hershus B'Yodai, he has every right to do so, V'Yoch Lichtov HaKoil, he could write everything, Shem Aloiva V'Amalva, the name of the two parties, V'Amos, Rak, Shiniach Mokam Azman, the only thing that can't be pre-written is the date, as we explained earlier, Shloi Yehei Mugdom. And the question is, and the Nesivis, based on this Shulchan Aruch, says that by Ksuba as well, you can write all everything beforehand. The Shach is more Machmer, and he writes that when we have any document, we should try to do only thing, everything should be filled in properly only for that. And that leads the Paiskim to discuss what should we do with a Ksuba. The Arugas Abaisem says that the halacha is like the shach, and one should really not prepare a ksuba, certainly not have just a pre-prepared ksuba. But most paiskim are lenient. Ramosha in the Shalos Tshuvos, Igros Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelik, Aleph, Simen Kuf, Ayin Ches, takes a lenient approach. The only thing he says is that we have to be careful that the people who pre-prepare the ksubas should have a ksuba written, should be written and prepared by a Talmud Chacham that writes and knows the proper nusach of a ksuba. Begins the Gemara. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Mishnah spoke about if you have a get pre-prepared, what is the halacha? Says Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Tzorach Shiniach Af Makam Areyat Mataras L'chal Adam. The other part that has to be prepared, has to be left open when writing a get, are the words Arei At Mataras L'chal Adam. Says the Gemara B'lazahi. Why is that? Because as we often discuss in our Masechta, we have the Machloikus of Rabbi Loza Rameya, Eidim Masiri Karti, Eidim Chsimi Karti. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Eidim Masiri, that the Eidim who are watching the giving over of the get are the primary Eidim. And when the Torah says, the cost of law sefer creases, when the Torah says the cost of law creases, according to Rabbi Lazar, it refers to the actual language of the get itself. And therefore, when the Torah writes that the cost of law that has to be l'shma, or b'inan, the halach is that everything that's in that part has to be written l'shma. And therefore, it has the part that says, Harei at Mataras L'chal Adam, which is a critical part of the writing of the get. We can't consider Harei at Mataras L'chal Adam, says the Gemara, as part of the typhus. Certainly, Harei at Mataras L'chal Adam is part of the tarif. And since it's part of the tarif, it has to be written specifically for this couple. So we just learned that Shmuel explained that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Lozer. We also learned the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph that says, "En Kaisvin, we're not allowed to write a get with Mechubel Karka." And the Mishnah taught us, "Kosov Mechubel, if the get was written when it's attached, Tolshoi Chosmoi Venosonloi, and then they detached it and gave it to a kosher." And Shmuel explained that when it says over there, Chosmoi, it means that we're talking about the Tarif. Because the Tarif, according to that Mishnah, Shmuel explained, is following again, the opinion of Rav Elazar, Eidim Sirikarti, and since we hold Eidim Sirikarti, the tariff of the get has to be written when it's no longer mechuba, when it's no longer attached to the ground, and once it's detached to the ground. We also learned a Mishnah on Daf Chabez of a Beis, that the Mishnah said, Hakol Ksheim Lichtav Saget, Afir Cher Shait of a Cotton, and Shmuel explained that when the Mishnah over there allowed a Cher Shait of a Cotton to write a get, it's talking about writing the typhus of the get. But the tariff has to be written by an adult who's bandas. Again, because Shmuel says that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, who holds Eidim et Sirikarti. So what we have now learned is that we have three Mishnayis, the Mishnah Daf Chav Aleph, the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis, and the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav. And all three of those Mishnayis, Shmuel teaches us, they all reflect the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Says the Gemara, why was it needed to be said so many times? Betzricha. The Ashvin Hach Kamisa, if we only learned the Aloch by Machubur, by he, that Mishnah we have to explain who Dikmal Kerbalazar, and we're going to explain that the typhus was written when the document was still attached, and they detached it before they wrote the typhus, the Tani, because first the Mishnah says, Ein Kaisvin, that you may not write it, and then it says, Kasvim Mchuba, what happens? How do we reconcile that one Mishnah first says, it may not be done, and then the very same Mishnah speaks about when it was done. The way to understand it is, the part that's referring to what you may not do is referring to the tariff. The part that you may do is the typhus. So it's very understandable how Shmuel felt compelled to explain that that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Ava Seifa, the Mishnah that spoke about Hakol Ksheim Lichtav Saget, Afil Cher Shait V'Katan, the Tanish Ein Kim Get El B'Chesamav. So, if we read those words at first glance, that says that the main part of the get are those that signed the get, certainly it seems to be following the opinion of Rameya, who says, Eidechesimakarti. Same, we would have a strong reason to believe that that follows the opinion of Rameya. Dama Eidechesimakarti. That's why Shmuel had to say that even though those words seem to indicate that that Mishnah is a following the opinion of Rameyer, we don't say that. And we say that the cost of law speaks about that you have to write the get l'shma, but the Cher Shart V'Katan could write the tariff and not the typhus. But again, it's not the simple pshat in that Mishnah. And since that's not the simple pshat in the Mishnah, that's why Shmuel had to tell us explicitly that that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. If we had that Mishnah, we were able to explain that Mishnah following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Avalha, when we learn our Mishnah, Eimer B'Deseifa, since at the end of the Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar Havi, as we learned the Mishnah, the last words of the Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar Machshav Kulan Chutz Megitei Noshim, isn't that an indication that Rebbe Elazar is only introduced as a Tana in our Mishnah all the way at the end of the Mishnah? And isn't that an indication that the first halacha of the Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar? Reisha lav Rebbe Elazar. And that's why Tzricha, the Shmuel had to tell us that not only is the Sefer clearly Rebbe Elazar's opinion, but even the Reisha is Rebbe Elazar's opinion, but there's a machloikis in the Mishnah after we establish that we follow the opinion of Edom, Rebbe Elazar of Eidim Sirikarti. And after we establish that when the Torah HaKadosh says the cost of law, it's referring to the actual writing of the get, that is the opinion of all the Tanoim of the Mishnah. They just have a machloikis after we know that halacha, how to apply the halacha. So the Mishnah said that the reason that you have to read leave over the Makom HaTorif, the Mishnah says, Mabnei HaTakana. But that was not defined. So ask the Gemara, what is meant when it says Takana? Amar Rav Yochanan Matei Takana Sofer. The Chazal were lenient, and they wrote, and they allowed the Sofer to write the typhus of the Gittin, that when he'll need it, he should have it. Rav Lozahi, it's following the Rebbe Elazar, and the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Damar Eda Masira Karti. The Eda Masira are critical, not the Eda Chesima. And when it says the Kosla Sefer Krisis, that the actual writing of the get has to be written Lishma, Ubedinhu, and therefore we would clearly seem to believe that feel Typhus Namaloy Lichtav, that the Typhus may not be written Shaloy Lishma. But says the Gemara, U Mishum Takana Seifrim, but because of the concern for the Seifrim, Shara Rabbanan, they allowed that as long as the Typhus is written Lishma, the fact that the Typhus was not will not be a problem. We learned in the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel Bekulon, that by all types of document, Gittin, Shtari Mekach, Shtari Melva, he is Machmer. Why? Gazer Typhus. He said that the Typhus should not be written pre-written, or the Typhus. He was concerned that if we're going to allow you to write the Typhus previously, you may come to write even the Typhus previously, which of course, especially since we're explaining that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Belozer, would be completely unacceptable. And then he made Xerah Shtaris, that by other documents where we don't have the Lishma requirements, Otogitin. And that's why he is so Machmer on the Typhus and on other Shtaris. Rav Elazar Machsh Bekulin Chutz Megitin Nashim, as we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Elazar is most lenient. Why? Typhus Otta Tairif. He says that the Typhus Otta Tairif Gozar, and that's why he says that by get, the entire get should not be pre-prepared, even the Typhus, and that's why he's Machmer by get, but Shtaris Otta Gittin, he clearly indicates that different documents are not the same as a get, and therefore by other documents where there's no din of Lishma, like Gozar. And the Mishnah said that the reason a Typhus should not be written Lishma, because the Torah says, should not have a cost of law, that the get has to be written Lishma. But ask the Gemara, for a cost of law, when the Torah writes the word the cost of law, a Tairif Ksiv. It's only referring to the Tairif. So how could Rabbi Elazar say that Pasuk is teaching us that even the Typhus has to be done Lishma? Says the Gemara, Allah, the way to understand the Mishnah, Eimah Meshum Shanam V'Kosu Lo Lishma, since the Torah writes V'Kosu Lo Lishma. And from V'Kosu Lo Lishma, says Rebbe Elazar, we learn that the Torah must be written Lishma. So that's why Chazal said that also the Typhus should be written Lishma to avoid any mix-up. But ask the Gemara, Kasha Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar, why don't we have a stira in the opinion of Rebbe Elazar? Because at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says that you're allowed to write the Typhus. We could pre-write the Typhus. And we explain that that's following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, that even though Rebbe Elazar holds Eda Masira Karti, and if you hold Eda Masira Karti, when the Torah writes the words V'Kos of Law, it's going on the language of the get, still the Torah is teaching us that that's only on the unique attributes of the get. The names, the place. But at the end of the Mishnah, it says the Rebbe Elazar's opinion is, and we said, Shmuel said, beginning of our Shia today, that that's following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. And now at the end of the Mishnah, we're saying that according to Rebbe Elazar, the halacha is that you have to write, even the Typhus can't be pre-prepared. So how do we understand our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoim Ve'alib Rebbe Elazar. There's a machloikis Tanoim, what was Rebbe Elazar's opinion. Says the Gemara, we learned that the Mishnah said Mabnei HaTakona, and we wanted to explain what does Mabnei HaTakona mean. Says the Gemara, Yishab say Amar B'Shem Chizkim Shum Ketata. The reason that you can't write the Tarif before they told to, you can't pre-prepare them B'Shem Ketata. It's because we're worried, as we spoke about earlier, that if a husband will instruct a soifer to write that part of the get before they're actually planning to get divorced, that could, of course, hurt the shalom bayis of the home. And says the Gemara, Rav Shapsa explains, that our Mishnah is actually following the opinion of Rameyi. Dama Eidech Simakarti. So if we follow the opinion of Rameyer, who says Eidim Chasimakarti, when the Torah writes the words Vekos of Law, and we learn from the words Vekos of Law, Vekos of Law Lishma, we learn from that that only the Chasima has to be done Lishma, has to be done Lishma. But everything else need not be Lishma. And because everything else doesn't have to be Lishma, so therefore, but then who that feel a Torah nami lichtav? According to a mayor, there's no problem that even the Torah for forget to be written before, because there's no din of Lishma on that part. But what's going to happen, says Rav Shapsa in explaining the Gemara, Zimna the Shamla l'chsoifa the kakosov, the wife is going to hear how the soif is writing the get with her name and her husband's name. Vavra, the Savra, and she's going to assume, why is he doing this? Because Iu Kamalei, because the husband must have instructed him to do so. And what's going to happen is, she's going to believe at that point that my husband is looking to divorce me. And of course, that won't happen. That won't help Shal Bayis. They're going to end up fighting. The Shalom Bayis will be ruined, all because a cipher decided to write the sket, and then she, which led her to believe that her husband wants to divorce her. The Gemara gives, Rav Chisda gives a different explanation and what the Mishnah meant when it said "Ramnei Takana." Rav Chisda Amar Vimi Mishum Takana Sagunas. He just said that the Bnei Takana means Bnei Takana Sagunas, but now the Gemara explains what does that mean. Amalei Rameya. Some say Rav Chisda is explaining the Mishnah according to the opinion of Rameya. Amalei, and some say he's explaining the Mishnah according to the opinion of Rabbi Lozer. And the Gemara explains itself. Amalei Rameya. Some say he's explaining the Mishnah like Rameya. Dama Eidech Simakarti, that he holds Eidech Simakarti. And therefore, since Eidech Simakarti, as we just finished explaining, when the Torah writes the words of cost of law, which of course we learn, the cost of law means law lishma, that loch ought to be that only the signatures have to be done lishma, nothing else. And therefore, ubedinhu feel a tarif nami lichtav. If that's the case, then even the tarif could be pre-written. However, v'zim da havalei ketata bada, but what the Mishnah is concerned of, where there's a couple whose shalom bayis is weak, v'rasachala, and then he gets angry at her, and he has a get already prepared, Zorak Lanila, he'll throw the get at her, and that will cause a magen v'kosovla. So many Rishonim ask that, yes, it's going to cause them to get divorced quicker than normally if you would have to go and tell a cipher to write a get. Until the cipher writes the get, the husband may change the mind. But what is the concern about the ma'agunla? Why would she become an aguna? She got a get. So the Rashba explains that sometimes he's going to throw the get at her, and he's going to go off to Medina Siam. He wants to start all over again. And we're not sure if the get, as we're going to have very often in this Masechta, a case of Suffolk law, Karv loy, Karv law. We're not sure if the get was closer to him or to her. And because he's no longer here to do it right, she remains a get. She will become an aguna. But if the get wasn't done in haste and in anger, then of course, even if they're unfortunately getting divorced, it will be given over properly. Another pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests, that actions that are done in haste, actions that are done out of anger, are really not always halachically valid. So he gave this get, as we just described, out of anger. And since he gave the get out of anger, we can't be sure if the get is a good get. And if he's not here, it would not be able to be done over properly. The other achronim have a different pshat. That this woman was once married and divorced. And now because it became so easy for him to divorce her, a second get divorce her, she will now be a woman who was divorced twice already. And a woman who's divorced twice can't really get married again. Because just like we have a concept of katlonis, that a woman who two of her husbands passed away cannot get married a third time, many rishonim, it's actually machlokes rishonim, that the halacha is that she can't marry a third time. So we want to make sure that this woman doesn't get divorced quickly, because once she gets divorced quickly, she may end up having living her rest of her life as an aguna. The Rama in Evan Ezer, Simon Tessif Aleph Paskins, Ishish and Skarsha Shnei Pamim, a woman who was divorced twice, Ein Lisa Isa, should not be married a third time. But he says that there are those that are lenient, and he says that there are those that say that a woman who was divorced a number of times is not the same as a woman whose husband died. A woman whose husband died, indeed, twice her husband died, and we'll speak about this halacha more in Mitzvah Shem, is considered a katlonis, and unless there are special circumstances, which we will discuss, the halacha is, can't get married a third time. But on a woman who was divorced twice, we could be a little more lenient. But Amri lo, down there's a different. In other words, Rav Chisda was coming to explain what did the Mishnah mean when it said Mishum Takana. And Rav Chisda said it means Mishum Takanas Agunas. But we didn't really explain how do we understand what that means. So first the Gemara gave an explanation how it follows the opinion of Rameyer, Deirich Simakarti, which we just finished, and Amri lo, and some say what Rav Chisda said is referring, is he holds that the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar, as we've been saying often in our shir, holds Edom Asiri Karti. And therefore, the get has to be written Lishma. But then who? And the halacha is that fila typhus nami loy lichtav. The halacha ought to be that the typhus should not be written without the husband's instruction. Because Lishma should not only be referring to the typhus, it should be referring to the typhus as well. However, says Rav Chisda in explaining the Mishnah, sometimes the husband has to quickly go to Medina Sayyam, and if he can't find a cipher to write the entire get, and he's in a rush to leave, the Shavak Lavazel, so since he can't find a cipher to write a get, and writing the entire get, the typhus and the tariff takes time, he'll just leave. And he leaves her as a aguna. So mishum aguna kila barabanan, and they allowed that the tariff should be pre-written. The typhus should be pre-written. We also learned in the Mishnah that everybody agrees that you have to leave a makom hazman. Says the Marka Pasuk Tani, the Mishnah says that the date has to be left to be written. The Shema, and says the Gemara Loishtaman and Asun Veloishtaman Erison. It doesn't make a difference if this couple only had Erison or they even had Nasun. And as we often explain, Midaraisa, a woman who had an Erison is a Eishes Ish. The only thing is, the couple is not living together, but she is an Eishes Ish. So says the Marbish Lamam and Nasun, we understand why the date of the get is so critical by the if there was nasun, because man mandam mishum basa chayisai ika ban mandam mishum peri ika. We learned a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Why is the date put into the get? So Rish Lakish said, Rabbi Yochanan said the reason is basa chayisai, that if he married a woman who was his niece, his relative, and she had an adulterous relationship while they were still married. So if he's going to write an earlier date in the get, so then she'll say, well, when I had this relationship, if there won't be a date in the get, she could always claim that when I had this relationship, it was after we were no longer married. Mishum Peri is that the halacha is that the nechsim belug that a wife brings into the marriage belong to the husband. But that's until they get divorced. And if we don't have a date on the get, we have to be worried that he's going to continue selling and eating those Peres Melug, which he's not entitled to anymore because they're already divorced. Ella, but ask the Gemara if the concern is, if why are we saying that a date is critical? Lamanda Mina Erison, if we say, Bishlam Lamanda Mishum Basachoisoi, the concern that they're covering up for something that she had an adulterous relationship, Ikka. Because as we just explained, that concern on Arusa is also usher to have, she's also considered an Ashesish, and of course may not have relations with another man. Elamanda Mishum Peri, but if the concern is because of the Nechsim Elug, if they only had Erisin, says the Gemara, Arusa, Amelius Le Peri, there's no Peri anyway. The husband only is entitled to begin enjoying the Nechsim Elug after the Nesuin. But here there wasn't a Nesuin. They're getting divorced from Erisin. Answers the Gemara, Amram, Hamel Sishmat Mina de Ula, this. Hello, this question I spoke to with her from Ula, and the concern is a new concern. Mishum Takanas Vlad. Ula said the reason that the date is so critical under all situations, whether they only had Erison or whether Nesuin, is Mishum Takanas Vlad. But says Rav Amram, V'lo yidana mai ninu. I don't know exactly what he meant. Says the Markim L'Shmita L'ha, I heard this price of the Tanya, Ha'im Akisu Get L'Risosi. Somebody writes a get for his arusa, and he writes that I'm not looking to divorce her now. Elach shegach sena. First, we'll have nesuin, and then immediately after the nesuin, agreshena and a get. It's not considered a valid get. Dom Ula and Ula explain matam. Why is it not considered a valid get? Zera shemi yimer get to lebenoi. Because what's going to happen is the date of the get will be the date that he said today, when he gave the instructions to write the get. The date of the Nesuin, as we said, is going to be later, because he wrote the get today, and he said that the get should only be effective after they have Nesuin. And what happens is, they'll have Nesuin, they'll consummate the marriage with Bia, she will become pregnant from that, and then, when we'll look at the day when the baby is born, the baby will be born after the date and the get. And not only will the baby have been born after the date of the get, it will look at everything, will see that he was conceived after the date of the get. And people will say that this child was not born from a married couple. Hach nami. And that's why by an arusa, we want the date and the get, because we want to avoid any concern for yom get the kadal b'nai. In order to avoid this, that Chazal said that we have to write the accurate date in order to avoid any problems. Amrav Zeir, Amrav Abba, Bashela, Amrav Amnuna, Amrav Adar Bar Hava, Amrav Aloch, Reb Elazar. That the Aloch is like Reb Elazar v'a Mishnah, that not only should the Torah of the get not be pre-written, but even the Taifas should not be pre-written. It says the Gemara, Rav referred to Reb Elazar, Tuvnen de Chachamim, the greatest of the Chachamim that came up to this reason. We just learned that there were concerns Shem Yomer Gita Kodin Lebano. So how will that be resolved by putting a date into the get? So the Rishonim explain that if they write that when the get was written, she was still in Arusa. In other words, we write this entire story, that will be a way to avoid any bad reputation if she has a baby. I feel, says the Gemara, when we said that the Aloch is Reb Elazar, and he just said he's Tuvina de Chachmoy, is a feel of Ishtar Namis, that Reb Elazar said that by other documents, we could write the entire, get, we could write the other, they could be pre-written. Ask the Gemara, Amar HaPapim Shmei Derava, Hai Asharta D'Dayni. Asharta D'Dayni is a certification of Bezdin on a document. The Mechtav Mekam Del Sadi Sadi Achsim Shedayu, if it was written before the Edim, the way we certify a document is by Adam coming and saying that we can recognize the signatures. What happened if the Dayanim already wrote that out before they actually heard the testimony of the witnesses? It's Psula. Alma, Mechzik HaShekher. Why? Because if you're going to pre-write it, then it looks like it's Sheker. Hachinami. So if the other documents were pre-written, why don't we have a concern a Mechzik HaShekher? And our Mishnah Rabbi Elazar says, by other documents, we could be lenient. Here, we say, why are we here? Why are we lenient? And as I saw, why indeed are a Beis Din allowed to write the Hempik? Why is the Halacha the Beis Din is allowed to write the certification prior to the Eidim coming? Why isn't it indeed a concern of Mechzik HaShekher? So I saw that the Paiskim explain that really the entire certification process is somewhat superfluous. The reason that the entire certification process is somewhat superfluous is we have a halacha that we learned earlier in the Masechta, Edom HaChasumim al Shtar, Edom who are signed on a document, Nasa Kamisha Nechra Edusim Beis Din. The halacha really considers it as if this Shtar is good. The entire need of signing is really somewhat extra. And that's why the Henkel can be done previously. But now the Gemara says that there's a new concern of Mechzik HaShekher. It says the Gemara Valesa, we don't agree with Rav Papi Mishmei Derava. How do we know that? From what Rav Nachman taught us. Dama Rav Nachman, Oymahei Rav Meya, Afila Motzah Be'ashpa. We discussed this case where a get was found in a garbage, Chosmoy, and then the Edim signed it properly, the Nosan Loi Kosher. And the get will be kosher. And we're not worried what people are going to say. Afila Rabbonim, like Piga the Rav Meya, even the Rabbonim who disagree, it's they disagree by Gittin Noshim, the being in Ksiva Lishma. Because there, as we've been learning throughout our shir, according to Belazar, the cost of law refers to the writing of the actual get. So there, that's why if you found a get that was already written in the garbage dump, you didn't have it written specifically for this couple. Abishar starts where that halacha doesn't apply, loy. Damra Papa Amar Byachan. Shtar Shalovaba, and his rai is if you use the document for a loan, upara, and it was paid up, enechayz v'lovabai, you can't use it again. Shekvar nimcha shibudai, because as we often discuss, when you write a shtar malva, what happens is all of your assets become mortgaged. And then when you pay it up, that mortgage, all of your assets that are mortgaged to the loan, is cancelled. But and therefore, if you reuse it, you can't create that if it wasn't for that loan. Tamal the Nimcha Shibudai, Aval Mishum Shikra, the fact that it looks like it's not true, that isn't a consideration. So you see, there is no concern of Mechzik HaShekher in these cases. The Paiskim, however, say that there is certainly in Halacha a Halacha Mechzik HaShekher. The only thing is that we have to know under what circumstances is it Mechzik HaShekher, and isn't what situation is it not Mechzik HaShekher? I saw that the Chashuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion. He says that you have a cake, and the cake is, on the cake it's called apple cake, but there's really no apples in this cake. What they put into the cake is apple flavor, and that makes it taste like apples. May you call such a cake, he discusses, an apple cake. When somebody buys a cake, assumes there's apples in it, and there really are no apples. So says the Chashuki Chemed that it really depends. If people are accustomed that when they buy a food, the food is not necessarily that food because it has those ingredients in it. People know that they buy a food, it's really flavors. So when you buy an apple cake and it says apple cake, it's not going to be a case where people are going to really believe that you're lying. But if you live in a time and a place where people don't believe that, then where people believe that when it says apple cake, it means apple cake, then the halacha is that you would not be allowed to write that if because it's obviously not true. We also have learned about Mechsika Shikra and the need to write documents properly. I saw the Paiskim discuss there are people that at a certain point after they're married many years, they want to renew their vows. They can make a party and renew and do whatever they can and do whatever they want. But it's very important that they don't really make any documents, any ksubis, any documents, because all of that, A, it's mechsi kishikra, because they're married for a long time. And also when you make new documents, it creates all sorts of concerns, as we've been learning in our share.